failure as a father.
You know that?
I'm sorry, John.
Oh, not yet, you're not.
But you will be.
Did you rehearse all of this, or are you improvising?
Good God, Mommy, face the facts.
Which ones? We've got so many.
These days, watching a dysfunctional family's drama play out in front of you is just a remote control click away thanks to reality television. On the White Auditorium stage at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville, cast and crew members are preparing to bring King Henry II's crazy family to life in the school's production of The Lion in Winter. Mark Turner, subject coordinator for NWACC's speech and drama department, will be directing the play, which opens April 27th.
This is a family, a very dysfunctional family, more so than the Bundys on Married with Children. Remember that? This is much more dysfunctional than that. So it's kind of fun. You wonder if parents could be so evil that they would fight each other in wars and actually use their children to hurt each other. It's a fun situation. And I guess back in the day, back in the 1183, there's a lot of strange kind of family politics going on back in those days.
Mark and two of his colleagues rotate the responsibility of directing a production at the community college each semester. For this spring semester's performance, Mark has selected James Goldman's play, which follows the power struggle between members of a 12th century family.
It's about King Henry II, and it takes place in the year 1183, around Christmas time. And King Henry has got a complicated family and a complicated political situation. All three of his sons want to be king. His wife, Queen Eleanor, is somebody that he keeps away on an island that he lets her out for Christmas every once in a while because she has fought in wars against him over the past years. I looked all of these characters up in Wikipedia, and they all existed, and they all did pretty much what they do in this play. It's all based on history. But, of course, it was written back in the early 1960s, so they're all kind of speaking in the 1960s vernacular. And it's really fun, and all of the dialogue in it has about three layers of meaning to it. But the situations that occur with these people and the major complications are based on the real history of them.
Mark says the small cast attracted him to this play because this will be his fourth time to direct at NWACC, and he has yet to work with a smaller cast. Mark was also involved with a production of The Lion in Winter at Arkansas Tech University in the 80s and says he recalled it being a really fun play.
It's pretty edgy, and I like that. It's a comedy, but it's based on some serious history and really intense situations, and all of the characters are intense and aggressive, and you really don't know who's out to get who throughout the play. And like I said, every line that they say to each other, you can look at it about two or three ways. How did he mean that? How did she mean what she just said? So that makes the dialogue really fun. It's really driven by the dialogue. James Goldman wrote the dialogue for it, and he also wrote the screenplay for the movie, and he got an Oscar for it. A really well-written play. And the actors here have really been having a great job, having a great time doing it.
What's the nothing Jeffrey gets?
Good God, boys, you can't all three be king.
All three of us can try.
Yes, but that's pointless now. I don't want you to secede me, Richard. The treaty calls for you to marry Alice, and you shall.
Mark explains auditions are always open to anyone in the community. For this production, five of the cast members are students, while Henry and Eleanor have been cast from the community. Mark says he likes recruiting veteran actors because students can gain a lot from working with them. Mark wanted to cast an age-appropriate actor to play Henry, and after some searching, he found Mike Morrison, a local actor who has done a number of things through the years with the Village Players and Rogers Little Theater.
Henry is not just in the play, but historically was such a conniving he tried to bend people to his will any way he could. You know, he would butter them up, or he would tear them down, or whatever it took to get them to move in a direction that he wanted them to move. And there's so much of that in this play. That's the fun part of it. It's trying to be able to project that.
You'll tell me when you're ready to.
I scheme. A lot, I know. I plot and plan. That is how a queen who's in prison spends her time. But there's more to me than that.
Another veteran actor involved in this production is Miriam Monash. She has only lived in Northwest Arkansas for a few months, but she is no stranger to the world of acting.
My mother was a professional actress, and both my brother and I went into theater fairly early. I've done it professionally as a member of a professional company. I've done it in community theater. I have a BA and a master's degree in theater. I've taught theater, so... yeah, it's in my blood.
Miriam will be portraying Eleanor, which she describes as a spectacular role for a woman of a certain age. In the canon of plays for women between 50 and 70, she says there are only so many that have truly rich roles. Miriam says she has been fortunate to play most of these characters, such as Linda Loman in Death of a Salesman and Amanda in The Glass Menagerie. Now, Miriam can check portraying Eleanor on stage off of that list.
The way that she's so often portrayed, aside from the fact that I've done some historical research on her, which is not so much to be on display in here, but she was an amazing human being in real life, just astonishing. What I'm fascinated with is when she's telling the truth and when she's lying, specifically when it comes to who she loves. Because she says she loves an awful lot of people, and then she turns around and is, you know, will betray them in a heartbeat. So to me, that's the most fascinating thing. And how much can I convince the audience that I'm telling the truth when I'm not, and then let them see later that I fooled them? That's fun.
Mike Morrison, who will be portraying the counterpart to Miriam's character on stage, will be taking on a lead role for the first time. But he says it's his younger co-stars that he hopes audiences will come out to support.
I sincerely hope that people will come out and watch and support these kids in particular. Miriam and I, Miriam has lots of experience in the theater, but we've just been blessed with an opportunity to take part in this. And these kids, they do it. This is a passion for them. Oh, I love to see large groups of people come out and support them and give them an opportunity to work on something that, for some of them, is a lifelong dream, and hopefully they will be able to do.
The Lion in Winter will be on stage at White Auditorium on the Northwest Arkansas Community College campus, April 27th through the 29th and May 5th through the 6th. The show starts at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday nights and at 2 on Sunday afternoons. Tickets will be sold at the door and cost $6 for students, faculty, and seniors, or $8 for the public. Playgoers can receive a dollar off the price of their admission if they bring a canned good. More information is available at nwacc.edu.